Kia ora, welcome to Nerdmits Podcast, episode 339. Today is Wednesday, August 1st, 2018. And today we enter the last month of winter in the Southern Hemisphere. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, am I glad that that's happening. Not the least because I've had not one, but two winter colds, one after the other. I barely got over the first and then I got the second, which I'm now almost over. You might be able to hear a bit of nasaliness and a bit of scratchiness in my voice, and I may have to cough during the course of this recording, but we shall see. Anyway, I had two separate occasions set up to record a podcast. I had the time, my schedule was clear, I was ready to go, but then I got sick. And so this particular episode was put off again and again. Now, I'm sure there are lots of things I wanted to talk about New Zealand politics and so on, but I'll save that for another time. And the reason for that is because earlier today I caught up online, on Skype to be precise, with Archer of Archer Radio, and we recorded an episode together. It's about an hour and a half, I should warn you. But we had so much fun because we haven't talked live in years. We've traded comments and emailed each other and stuff like that for over the past several years, but we haven't actually caught up online. I mean, live or voice or whatever the phrase is, I don't know. And we just had so much fun catching up and also talking about all sorts of things. I met him back in 2007 when I was just starting out podcasting. In fact, I think I just posted my first episode when I was a guest on his show. And so we've got a long history together. We've been good friends for many years now. And although we've never met in real life, so I suppose some people may not consider that possible, but I'm friends with a great many people I've never met in real life. I frequently mentioned frequently mentioned Roger Green, who is someone I met through blogging originally and is also a good friend, but another person I've never met in real life. So we talked about the old times, back in the old days of Archer Radio, when he used to have his group shows that were colloquially known as gangbangs. And we talked about some of the gay podcasts that are no longer producing and some of the people that we have and do listen to. I was really careful not to list anyone current from Pride 48 because I didn't want to leave anybody out. And if you do listen to the episode and you think, why didn't he talk about me? Well, that's why, because I was trying not to talk about anybody current other than Big Fatty, because everybody talks about Big Fatty. And they talk about Big Fatty. But apart from him, I tried not to mention anybody too specifically. I talked about some ones kind of off to the side or whatever. So that has been posted. You can get that at archer.com. That's archerr.com. And here's the thing. In a couple of days, I'm going to post that here on my podcast feed. So you can just wait and download it through your normal way if you want. But I'm also giving you fair warning because it is an hour and a half long. And I know that some people don't like to listen to podcasts that are over 20 or 30 minutes. And so, fair warning, you can just skip that episode if you want. And if you listen to Archer Radio directly, then obviously you don't need to hear it a second time, do you? Well, actually, you probably do. You probably do. But to be fair, we just had so much fun catching up. And I think that comes across in the episode, although I haven't listened to it back. I just know how it felt when we were recording. And it was so good to catch up with him as well. I didn't bring this up when we were talking, but I do have a bone to pick with him. He and I and Scotty from Little Lossy Battler, you see what I did there? I pronounced that Archer's way. He always says Aussie. Little Aussie Battler podcast. We are, what's the word? I don't know what the word is. Friends or whatever? We share, I guess, with our Apple Watches. So when we do some sort of physical activity, we get an alert with each other. And on an Apple Watch, there are three rings, and the goal is you want to close them over the course of the day. There's one for stand. You're supposed to stand for 5 minutes every hour that you're up to, for 12 hours of the day. And the idea basically is to remind you to get up and move. It's not specifically about standing necessarily or just for 5 minutes. The idea is to remind you to get up and don't sit all day long, which is important if you've got a job where you do sit, to be reminded to do that. Then there's also the exercise ring, which is supposed to measure actual exercise. And to close the ring, you have to get 30 minutes of exercise in a day. And a workout, which is a very specific thing, like say you go for a walk or you use a treadmill or whatever it might be, that has to be a minimum of 15 minutes to count, and you set it in advance before you start. I've done that once, by the way, a workout. And then the third one is called move, which is supposed to measure all of your physical activity beyond what you need just to live. In other words, all of the energy that you're expending beyond what you need for your metabolic functions. So that's what the three rings are supposed to measure. And when you close a ring, you get a little thing, oh, you've completed your move goal for the day or whatever it might be. And at the end of the week, if you've done all 7 days in a row and you've closed the ring for 7 days in a row, then you get a little badge, and it counts the number of times you get that badge. So Archer and Scotty and I we all share our stuff through our Apple Watch. So every morning I get up, put on my watch, put in the code for my watch, and I look at it and I get an alert. And it says, Archer's completed a workout, or Archer's closed all his rings, or whatever it might be, in the time of the day. And I'm thinking, oh, bloody hell, I've only just woken up, and he's already done. Of course, this is because of time zones. He's in the eastern U.S., and I'm obviously in New Zealand. Well, Scotty is in Queensland, which is usually around 3 hours behind us. So I go through my day, and I close whatever rings I close, which is usually only move and stand. But then towards the end of the day, all of a sudden I get another alert that says, oh, Scotty's completed a workout, Scotty's closed his stand ring, and all this kind of thing. And when it first started, I must admit, I felt it was a bit intimidating and a bit, what's the word? It brought out a bit of competitiveness, which is fine. Until the day I accidentally discovered that if I wear my watch in my left hand, not that that matters, but I do, and if I make a movement like a backhand in tennis, that it will move all three rings. And so there was a period of 2 or 3 weeks, I'm not really sure, where I was doing that because I had set if you complete the rings regularly, they keep raising, except for the stand, that's always 12. And 5 minutes each for 12 hours. But the move can go up, and the exercise, I don't know if the exercise can, because I've never done that enough to know. But certainly the move one, the calorie goal goes up, or can go up every week. So because I'd set a really high one, I needed to do extra stuff to close it. And once I discovered that just by doing this fake backhand that I could move all three rings, I took advantage of that to make sure I closed all three rings. One slight problem with that, apart from the fact it's technically cheating, is that I gave myself tennis elbow from doing that. Or is that Apple Watch elbow? And it took, good 2 months to come right. My elbow was constantly sore. But when it first started, and I first started feeling this pain in my elbow, I thought, I must be sleeping on it funny at night or something. And then I realized it was my left elbow, and I always sleep on my right side. So it clearly wasn't that. And I couldn't figure out what was going on until I suddenly realized that I had been doing this fake backhand with my left hand in order to close the rings in my Apple Watch. Now, I should add that it's only technically cheating because the move does measure all calories burned beyond what you need for metabolic function, and that is movement, so that does count. The exercise one I'm a little more dubious about, and I don't get why it counts toward the stand goal. I don't understand why that would make any difference, unless maybe the stand is really another way of measuring movement. I don't know. I consider all of that to be kind of entertainment value, personally, because I don't do workouts yet, and I don't really care about that side of things. The main reason I started wearing the watch in the first place was so that I could track my heartbeat. And that was because I had those incidences of tachycardia, and I needed to or I wanted anyway, to know what my heart rate was so that I could tell if it was going too fast or not. And it's been very useful for that. It's reasonably accurate as it can be when it doesn't sit directly on top of the underside of your wrist. It's on the other side, obviously. But it's reasonably accurate. There's a sensor on your wrist. Not quite as good as if say, you take your blood pressure, because that heart rate that it produces is usually more accurate. But it's reasonably close. It might be off by, at most, 4 beats per minute, in my experience. So it's a pretty good measure overall of where you're at. And the reason all of that mattered initially was they wanted me to have to keep my heart rate down as much as possible, because theoretically half my heart could have been damaged during when I had the blockage in the artery, because, as you recall, I never had a heart attack. But that's as far as I've gotten. Last week, I wasn't going to go into health so much, but I suppose I might already, but I might as well. Last week, I had a scan of my heart, a sonogram, basically. And the idea behind it was to see if the two halves of the heart are playing nicely with each other. Because if somebody has a heart attack, and sometimes if they have a blockage, as I did, the one side of the heart, it's the left side, I think it is, can be weaker than the other side, and it has trouble keeping up with the stronger side. And so they try to slow down your heart rate altogether so that the weaker side can, doesn't have to work so hard to try to keep up or whatever. It's what's better, apparently. I don't know the details. I'm not a doctor. So the point of the sonogram was to try to find out if that's the case, if both sides are fine or if one side is weaker than the other side. And I haven't gotten the results yet, so I don't know what they are. But if it turns out that part of my heart is weaker, then that means that I may have to go back on beta blockers, which is not something I want to do. There are, of course, several different drugs, but they all have the same basic side effects. And I'm hoping that doesn't happen, or that at the worst case scenario that I might be sort of borderline and I might be able to talk the doctor out of it. I don't know. But I will say that since I've been on the calcium channel blocker instead of the beta blocker, that I haven't had any incidences where I can feel my heart. There's a word for that, which I ran across by accident a few weeks ago. I don't remember what it is. But there is a phenomenon where a person can feel and is constantly aware of their heartbeat. Well, that's what it's like, except that I'm always thinking that mine is fast or about to go fast. And none of that has happened since I've been on the calcium channel blockers. And at first I didn't pay any attention to that, because I think, oh yeah, maybe this is sort of a placebo effect sort of thing going on here. But it's continued without interruption. And so I kind of think that this is a better drug for me than the other one was. But I'm not a doctor, so I can't decide these things. But other than that, I have to say that my health has been actually really pretty darn... And apart from the winter colds, my health has been pretty darn good. I felt much better. I've been in a much better frame of mind. I've been much, much clearer in the head. Earlier this week, I think it was, or last week, I can't remember, I actually read a long-form article in a magazine. And the reason that matters is because I haven't been able to concentrate long enough to do that for months, well, since I went on beta blockers. And that means that I should be able to read books again, which is another thing I haven't been able to do, because I couldn't concentrate enough and couldn't focus. So I'm rather looking forward to that. Meanwhile, we're finishing up some projects around the house. Nigel and I have both done stuff out in the garage, because that's been my ongoing project. The plan, I don't think I'm talking out of school here. Our plan is to clear half the garage so that Nigel can park in it. I park my car in a carport next to the garage. And the plan is that he'll be able to park his car in the garage. Half the garage. And the other half, we've got some tools and stuff. He's got a CNC router, if you really want to know. And we also use it for storage and so on. But the half where his car parks, I plan on ultimately turning into a video studio for videos that I'm in. And this is sort of a long-term project, because I'm first of all, the garage is nowhere near empty enough. But the other reason is that I'm not quite ready to get into videos, although once the garage is done, that's going to become much more of a possibility or whatever. But I would say I'm still probably several months away from getting to that point. But it is on the cards, as are videos in general. And I talked a little bit about that last time. But one thing I didn't talk about, I talked about changes and all this sort of thing, changes to the way I'm approaching the blog, the podcast, and videos. But one thing I didn't talk about is that times have changed in a very specific way for us. Nigel often works from home. His organization promotes that, as a matter of fact. They try to get him to, not just him, it's a lot of staff, to work from home when they can or from one of the satellite offices so that they don't have to commute into the city itself. And part of it is to reduce traffic, but also because they have found through studies and trial and error and so on, they being the business world, that when that is possible, that it improves worker satisfaction and all those sorts of good things. So he works from home usually at least one day a week, sometimes several days a week, depending on what's going on. And so that means that he is home more often than he used to be during the daytime. And that affects my recording of podcasts because, as I've said, and actually as Archer said as well on his podcast, I don't like recording with other people in the house. The fact that he is home in the daytime more often now than he used to be means that I really have to get over that, the not wanting to record when he's here, because there will be times when I just can't avoid it, either that or wait for weeks, potentially, just to find the time alone. And there's no reason I can't make that happen, because my office is on the ground floor and his is upstairs on the floor up above us and at the other end of the house. So it's not like he's going to be within earshot or anything. But it is something I'm going to have to adjust to. And that's been brought about by the move and by changing times and all those sorts of things. And changing times is also some of the stuff that that Arch and I talked about on that episode that I talked about earlier. But that is actually all I'm going to talk about today, because I do have a rather long episode that I'll be posting in the next couple of days, sometime in the next couple of days. And after that, whenever the next one is, I hope to talk in even more detail about New Zealand and life and blah-de-blah-de-blah-de-blah, the usual sorts of things that I talk about, because there will be things to say. But that's it for today. I hope you're well. I'm getting there. Ka kite anō. Bye.
You can comment on this or any other episode of the Amrens Podcast at amrenspodcast.com, where you can also leave a voice message. You can send me an audio message through Audioboo or Skype, where my username is Amrens, and you can email me, with or without a voice message, at Arthur, that's A-R-T-H-U-R, at amrenspodcast.com. This podcast is recorded and distributed under a Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.